Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Have you been praying for someone for maybe 10, 15, 20, maybe 40 years? You've been praying for loved ones, and it seems like they're just hard-hearted, and they're not listening, and they're locked in the world. Well, Rich Vera, a prophetic man who we had on our last program, is speaking how God has revealed to him what's going to be taking place, where all these people that you've been praying for, those prayers have not been in vain. But God's saying he's going to begin to just turn their hearts, soften their hearts, and all of a sudden they're going to turn to the Lord. As a matter of fact, listen up.
What would you say?
I would say, hold on. Because the season that we're living in right now, Perry Stone said it, Cindy Jacobs said it, it's a special season. Everybody talks about breakthrough, you know, but breakthrough is a nice sermon, but breakthrough is also the release of a spiritual activity upon a people that are ready for breakthrough. Now, breakthrough don't happen just because you claim breakthrough. It happens when you have prepared your life. You have taken the right steps to walk into breakthrough. One of those is being faithful to God. Church attendance, living a life surrendered to Jesus. You know, are you faithful in your giving, in your tithing, if you want financial breakthrough, and so many more things. And this is the season that God is going to bring breakthrough to many of our lives. But now, the Lord spoke this to me and says, but and those that have been unfaithful.
I was just going to ask you, there are many people.
Many.
They haven't given to God. They haven't prayed. They
just gave up.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord told me he's going to...
There's people, I mean, yes. Really, you're watching right now, and you have disease,
yeah.
And you're saying, I know what the Bible says, I believe what the Bible says, but frankly, I'm getting tired of praying. I'm not even going to pray anymore, because it's been years that I've had this condition.
You know, God is going to give them a chance to push that reset button. And start all over again. This is the season to reset our lives. You know, it's time that we let go of the past. You know, some people went through bad marriages, went through sins they fell into, through discouragement. They lost things financially around the world. It's time to let go of that because this season is going to bring resetting. God is going to give us a chance to go back to sowing good seeds that we may reap the harvest of blessings that God is going to draw to us. By the Holy Spirit. First of all, you know, wake up and realize that Jesus is alive. He's not some statue hanging on the wall. He's alive. And if he's alive, you are alive. And the number two is go back to serve him. You cannot call yourself a born-again believer that loved Jesus, and you don't go to church. You cannot call on the blessings of God and want a prophecy for financial provision, and you're not being faithful in your giving. You cannot, I mean, the seeds that we sow, we're going to track what we sow. It's just a fact of life. Sir, I feel cancer is being healed right now. Would you allow me? There's people with cancer. Liver cancer is being healed right now. God is going to touch you and deliver you. There are somebody with a cancer on the ear that God is setting free right now in the name of Jesus.
This is so exciting when you think about it. You know, breakthrough where you've been praying and praying and praying. You're wondering if those prayers are in vain. They're not in vain. Nothing you do in God's in vain. All those prayers have been heard by the Lord in regards to his kingdom and lining up with his kingdom, not the world things, but the what he's saying, and you're praying for your loved ones to be able to move and to turn back to God. And also, you know, you think about this, that everything that seems that could have been divided has been divided in the last 8 years. You know, we have a new president, a new direction for our country. God is doing great things. But the things they used to divide us is words, identities. They try to segment the society based on race, on economic standing, on preferences, and all this, everything that could be divided, they try to divide the 1%, the 99%. But the thing about this is, okay, that's fine. That's what the world does. But in the church, we can't buy into that. We are united. We are one. If you're a pastor, you got to say, I got to get in agreement with the whole body of Christ and what he's doing, even though my brother's different than me.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.